At the precise period, then, when this history properly commences, Legs and his fellow Hugh Tarpaulin sat, each with both elbows resting upon the large oaken table in the middle of the floor, and with a hand upon either cheek. They were eyeing, from behind a huge flagon of unpaid-for humming stuff, the portentous words, "No chalk," which, to their indignation and astonishment, were scored over the doorway by means of that very mineral whose presence they purported to deny. Not that gifts of deciphering written characters, a gift among the commonality of that day considered little less cabalistical than the art of inditing, could, in strict justice, have been laid to the charge of either disciple of the sea, but there was, to say the truth, a certain twist in the formation of the letters, an indescribable lee lurch about the whole, which foreboded, in the opinion of both seamen, a long run of dirty weather, and determined them at once, in the allegorical words of Legs himself, to pump ship, clew up all sail, and scud before the wind.